So welcome to Horror Makes Us Happy live chat number 16. Excuse me. We are doing this one solo. We did have a guest, but I think they're going to have to reschedule because they did not join the meeting. So we're just doing it live, as Chris likes
doing it live
reference.
You guys, fuck it, we'll do it live. You got to do the whole thing. Fuck it, we'll do it live. Wait, are we allowed to curse on this one?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Too late now.
Just did. Because we're doing it live.
Yeah, we're doing it live.
Yep. Oh, so how's your week been?
Good. Tiresome today. Happy Mother's Day, everyone out there.
Yes.
Tis the Mother's Day.
Today is Mother's Day.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I woke up early. I was at my sister's place and woke up early to the kiddos. And we went out on a interesting trip. We did a tour of murals of St. Petersburg and a lot of really cool looking, very good art, great looking murals. Some of them huge. There was one that was like 14 foot tall, 14 stories tall. It was 14 whole feet tall.
I mean, that's still a decent sized mural, but 41 stories is huge.
14 stories, 14, as opposed to 14 feet.
41.
Just yeah. Look. Whatever. It was big.
Yeah.
There were some other cool ones. Like, there was one that was actually inspired by the scene in Akira where Tetsuo is in the hospital bed. And it's one of the best scenes in the whole fucking movie. He's hallucinating from the drugs that the government has put him on. And he sees, maybe it's his, you know, psychokinetic powers manifesting. Anyway, he's hallucinating. Because he's in bed and he sees a little tiny teddy bear, a car, and a bunny rabbit. They're all about this tall, and they crawl up onto his bed, and then crawl up onto his pillow, and he snatches them. And after he snatches them, then he opens his hand; and they're not there. And he turns around, and they're all in the bedroom, but giant, like so huge they crash through the ceiling. And I won't spoil the rest of it for you. It's a great guy. But the mural is that scene. It's a huge building tall mural of a guy dressed up as Tetsuo with a headband. He's got his hand outstretched and there's a little car and the bunny rabbit. So that was awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. Also, they made a giant sculpture of the pier. You know, the old St. Pete Pier was torn down?
Yeah.
They made a really cool sculpture out of... it looked like some of the pylons because it was basically a bunch of square concrete columns in various lengths, like say about
I just realized we're getting like caught up on personal stuff instead of horror stuff.
Well, this is interesting stuff. We're only 5 minutes in. I can waffle about personal stuff.
I did ask what you were up to this weekend. That my fault. Good. I set a low bar.
I was finishing.
I'm referencing that meme. How does that go? That's on me. I set the bar too low.
Oh, yeah, that one. This is your fault.
Yes. Oh, my fault.
You know, it was like a sunburst of stone columns in various lengths. It was really cool.
Okay. Did you take a picture of it?
I did.
Send this to me later.
I would. I took lots of pictures. I will send it to you. Yeah.
What horror stuff have you been up to this week?
Horror stuff. Is that what this channel is about? Listen, I've been
from time
awake
to time.
Since 7 a.m. and I am on very little sleep. This is sleep day.
Yes. We were talking about that before the call due to Mother's Day and sleeping over at your sister's so that you can be there for Mother's Day stuff today.
Yeah,
and getting
yeah.
woken up by the nibblings. Not the nibblings. Nibblings.
Not the nibbling. No. Who's a nibbling? I forgot.
Shit. It has something to do
aren't with... Aren't those the giants that were created from mortals and angels doing it? Or is that Nephilim?
No, that's Nephilim. Nibelung has something to do with... shit. It's like Odin, Thor, Norse. That's the word I'm looking for.
Is it a diving thing? It sounds like a diving apparatus, like a Nibelung.
Well, it's Iron Lung. Well, Iron Lung is the... the machine. What am I thinking of?
Google search. Anyway, that's where I know that name from. Nebelung is the name of our friend Sarah's cat. That's the breed of cat he is. He's like a smoky gray and long hair.
Different spelling. How about if I add the word mythology?
Now who's waffling on non-horror stuff?
A race of or royal lineage associated with dwarves or giants in Germanic and Norse mythology, often inhabiting a realm of mist or fog. Niflheim. Niflheim.
Niflheim.
Yes, sorry. And guarding a cursed immense treasure hoard.
Man, ain't nothing but Lilliputs.
Anyway.
Yeah, horror stuff. Yeah, right? We both got our tangents out of the way. That's fair. It's about 10 minutes in.
Yeah.
I watched The Yeti.
Yeah.
And, what's his name?
Is this a documentary, or?
No, it's a slasher horror. It's kind of like, it's on par with Krampus, or, I guess it's just because it's in the snow is why I'm thinking. There's nothing Christmassy about it. It's people that are, you know, in the wilderness, in a cabin in the woods, and they get attacked by a Yeti.
Okay. Kind of like, what the hell is that name of that movie? But I think that's over in, like, Sweden or Norway or something like that.
The Ritual?
Is it the... No, I don't think it's The Ritual, but it's like a... Like a ski resort that's shut down because the... owner's son winds up being a monster. Kills a bunch of people. I know you've seen it, because we've talked about it before.
Uh-huh.
Blanking on the name.
Yeah.
There's a girl that finds like a shotgun shell and some super glue in a box when she walks into the place.
Oh, fuck. Now I remember this.
Yeah.
What the hell was it?
If you see this later and you know, drop it in the comments.
That's right. Drop it in the comments. Drop it in the comment below and like and subscribe. Yeah.
So they're doing trivia.
Yes, I watched.
tricking right. ourselves.
That's going to bug me now. We'll do it later. But I watched The Yeti. It was good. It had some good gore. And Jim Cummings was in it, which inspired me to watch The Wolf of Snow Hollow, which was a much better movie. And that's all I'll say about that. Wolf of Snow Hollow is really great. You should watch that. It's great.
Hmm. Okay. Are you familiar
with... Stars and... No, go ahead.
Are you familiar with the... Not Yeti, but the... Sasquatch? No, what's the...
Sansquatch!
Yeah. The documentary about that faked video. Bigfoot, that's Sasquatch. Bigfoot.
Yeah, Bigfoot. Yeah, are you talking about the video where you know they see him walking, striding through? Right. I think I've heard of this. I haven't seen it. So there's a documentary all about the video and how it was produced and the public's reaction to it and everything, right?
Correct. Yeah, there was apparently. I mean, it was 60s or 70s or something like that. It was a very. I mean, it's what kicked off the Bigfoot craze, really.
Yeah. Didn't we discuss this with Eduardo Sanchez, maybe? The director of Exists? Because he was a big Bigfoot fan.
He was. Whatever. And, but apparently it has now come out that video was indeed a hoax. And they found other footage about it showing that it was a hoax. And interviewing some of the people who are still alive who were involved with it.
Well, that's not cool.
I mean, cottage industry for a couple decades.
Yeah. I'm still looking for that movie. I'm sorry.
So am I.
It's not Abominable.
Cold Prey.
Oh, yeah! The Norwegian one. Yeah, Cold Prey. Okay, yeah.
2006.
It's been a while since I've seen it, and I forgot about that part with the shotgun shell. And... Hey, wasn't she like dressing someone's wound or something like that with the powder from the shotgun shell and super glue?
I don't remember that.
Someone was injured. She went all MacGyver on, if I remember correctly.
Right. I don't remember all the details, but that was one of our trivia questions for the trivia thing that I'm still working on in the background. So
it's been a while since I've seen Cold Prey.
Yes.
Requires rewatch. And the sequel. They're both good.
Excuse me. So what else have you watched this week?
I watched Kraken. The Kraken. I watched this bottle of rum for 2 hours. Did not move. It was just a bottle of rum. I kept watching.
I was wondering whether or not you're going to bring that in to make a reference. Let's see.
What bad jokes are bad.
Yes.
I watched Kraken. It was good. Great production. Great acting. I wish there was more Kraken. It was mainly just like one tentacle from the thing that was attacking people from off screen. Like,
we've talked about this in the past about how tentacles are very hard to pull off realistically.
Yes, and they pulled off the tentacle rather realistically. It got to be old after a while. It was like the same thing. Oh, it's the tentacle. It's going to attack this person. And it got a little too invasive with one of the people. Not like Evil Dead Tree or anything like that. It's just like it got a little weird. And like it. But production was good and the acting was great.
I saw Ray joined us in
the office. You got a question.
Hello, Ray. She was also drawing a blank on Cold Prey and then commented about watching a fact or faked video where they investigated the Bigfoot video we were talking about and determined that the musculature moving under the skin wouldn't have been possible in a costume then. Well, apparently whoever was doing that investigation turned out to be wrong. Because apparently the extra video that they have found clearly shows two of the people who were involved in the original footage. One of them is in the costume, you know, practicing the walk, and then the other one is, I guess, on a horse in the background.
Is it on a horse in the background?
Yes.
All right, I might have to watch this documentary.
Yes. Well, not really conspiracy.
Right, right. I was thinking the same thing, right? What if all these people that came out and said that the video is a hoax, they were just told to say the video is a hoax by the Bigfoot people because it's not just one Bigfoot. It's the Bigfoots.
Right. Yes.
Plural.
BFF, Bigfoot Foundation.
BFF. It's like that movie. BFF. I think of the other BFF acronym. That's how sleep deprived.
Best friends forever, forever.
BFF.
Anyway.
Fucking cryptid some shit.
The big feet.
I prefer big foots. It's more ridiculous.
Reminds me of that stupid joke about you know how do you know that the toothbrush was invented in Tennessee?
I don't know how.
Because if it was invented anywhere else, they would have called it a teeth brush.
Sorry. This joke can also be used for multiple other states. Like,
yes, exactly.
Not going to list them off because I don't want to get angry.
Yeah, no, I just pick one at random.
Oklahoma.
I really don't have a horse in the race. But no, you being the king of the bad jokes on this podcast, I'm horrible at remembering jokes in general, so I'm shocked that it's. I remember that one simply because it is so damn easy to remember.
Do you know what a pirate's favorite letter is?
C.
God damn it, you've heard this one. That's not fair. You get out.
You would think it's R when it hit me the C.
That's the joke. That's the joke.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've heard that one a few times.
Yeah. Anyway. What else we got going on in horror movies, news stuff?
So what else have you fallen asleep during this week?
Yeah, right. not horror, but I fell asleep. God, I'm just shitting on everything today. I fell asleep watching the latest Hunger Games movie last night. I had no idea it was going to be literally songbirds and snakes. Like, she sings a lot in it, and she gets attacked by snakes a lot. Spoilers, she gets attacked by snakes in the end, and she fucking...
I am so sick of these goddamn snakes.
Right? Yeah, she was full Sammy Jackson. No, she tames them by singing. And it's like, oh, okay, God. She's singing again. Boy, it's, I remember these movies were about children killing each other.
Yeah, who was it that... one of our guests brought that up. They were talking about, you know, child suicide bombers, and you're like, that was not in the movie. And they were like, no, it was mm-hmm. not.
Yes, I remember one of our guests brought up the books and how they were a lot more graphic. There was some good stuff.
It's gonna bug me now. Who the hell was that? If you're listening to this and you know our episodes better than we do, leave in the comments.
Yeah. Put in the comments below, dog.
Okay, exhibit.
Again,
put comments
sleep
in the
deprived.
Comments.
Sorry.
Anything coming up in horror news that you're looking forward to? Well, actually, I got something. I'm going to StokerCon next month. Yep. I tried to talk you into it, but finances will not allow this year, but hopefully next year.
Things came up this year. There's
I'm telling you, they announce it the next mm-hmm. year's event, the day, mm-hmm. the very last day of the current StokerCon, at
yeah.
steeply discounted rates. So if you
yeah.
purchase it basically next month for the following mm-hmm. year, you'll get in relatively cheaply. And it's nice because typically the way they do it, they don't announce where they're going to host the following year's event until that last night of StokerCon. They say, okay, here's what we're going to do. Here's where we're going to be for next year. And you have 30 days to buy the ticket cheaply. I personally, mm-hmm. I understand what they're doing with that, kind of building the hype kind of thing, but I don't like it at the same time
yeah.
because, like, give somebody a chance to save up the money or something like that. If I don't know where you're going to host it until 30 days, and then I only have 30 days to buy the ticket until the price goes up, like,
I mean, the caveat there is probably you can buy the ticket, and if it is somewhere where you can't make it or you don't want to go that far, I think you could probably just put your ticket on hold for next year if they're going to change the location again.
Potentially, I would have to find out what their refund policy is. But in this case, it doesn't matter because we already know in advance they are going to do – they're doing this year's StokerCon in Pittsburgh, and they're doing the next one in Pittsburgh as well. They're doing two back-to-back, which – I guess they either rarely do. I don't know if they've ever done that before, but they're at least doing it in these next 2 years. So we know in advance that it's going to be in.
Good. Locking it in. Done deal. I'm going next year. If it's cheaper, I'll get the tickets early. And yeah, let's fucking spring for a booth. And maybe by then we'll have some merch. And come see us. So.
Potentially, yes. Could be nice.
Potentially. 2027. Yes.
Got to come up with something Indeed. Better than t-shirts. I mean, we could do the t-shirts thing. But I'd like to do
Blood
something
plugs?
More than that. That took a second to load,
in.
Yes. Yeah.
No. Outlets. I said plugs. Outlet. Outlet covers. Switchblade. Yes. Switch covers. Switchblade Symphony. Signed autographed CDs of Switchblade Symphony. Susie and the Banshees. Anyway.
Ding, topic change.
This is why we usually have guests, because I can't be trusted to talk.
And don't do it live so we can edit and post.
Oh, yeah, point.
Yes. So if you're liking this kind of shit, join the Patreon, because all of our normal interviews, we edit this kind of stuff out.
Yes.
Well, not all of it, but we try to keep episodes between an hour to 60 to 90 minutes, and so a lot of stuff gets cut out for length.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to find out where our Patreon is, you can go to horrormakesushappy.com. We have Linktree with all the links to everything. imagine. Or if you're like, you know, weird and OCD and just want specifically to go through Patreon, what is it you search for? Just horror makes us happy.
I think it's HMUH on Patreon. Patreon/HMUH.
Cool.
But if you're, don't quote me on that, and you'd be better off just going to horrormixeshappy.com and then going to the Linktree page.
Yeah, because all the links
are there. There's a direct link to it on horrormixeshappy.com.
By the way, that was not a dig at anyone who is weird and or OCD or both. I am
weird
and
OCD.
You are my people. Yes.
What else is in the news?
Saw some interesting stuff recently. It looks like we're going to get an update on the Crystal Lake TV show tomorrow.
Okay.
The showrunner Brian Caleb Kane posted on Instagram, just said, "News coming Monday. We are all doomed." I hope he's talking about the show.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could take that a number of
times. That's all. Yeah. In addition to that, we got something that looks interesting. Not a lot of info on it so far, but there's a Hominicore. Words. There is a hominy chorus. It's a chorus of singing hominy grits. It's great. You're going to love it. You have to.
I could not pay you to do that again.
I did it twice. I said it twice. The second one was intentional. There's a comedy horror called Lice, which is from the same people as Strange Darling and Deep Water. I like Strange Darling. It was good. I had to watch it a couple of times. It's fucking
Lice.
Yeah, this is just called Lice. It's been described as Breakfast Club meets Lord of the Flies, and it's got Emil Hirsch. So, oh, and Justin Long. I bet he's gonna die. I bet he's a douchebag. We discussed this one day. There are movies out there where Justin Long's character is not a douchebag, right? Like Jeepers Creepers. That's one.
I'm drawing a blank. I haven't seen him in that many movies.
He's usually a douche.
I don't even Barbarian. Know if I've seen him in any movies, come to think of it.
You've seen Barbarian.
Like the last 15 minutes of it.
Okay, so you saw Justin Long's best parts.
And he was a douche in it.
Yeah, that was it. Pretty much the same energy the whole movie. You didn't miss much. He was a douche with big teeth and Silent Knife? It was a Christmas horror. I don't know. He had big fake teeth and it really bothered me.
Oh,
anyway, Lice looks really good. Also, Quiet Place Part 3 is officially in production. That's about it. That's all the news they have on that right now. Other than, in addition to the usual crew, you know, you got Emily Blunt, Cillian Murphy. I guess no John Krasinski, because I don't know if you guys have seen the first one. But sorry. Yeah, it's been like what 10 years.
It could be a flashback.
They've already done that twice.
A prequel.
Like, wait, I'm drawing a blank here. Was it? There's Quiet Place Part 2, which was a prequel, I think.
I don't know. I haven't seen
it. No, that's right. It was a sequel. Okay. It's been a while since I've seen it. Where's the chat? Brady, you know? Was Quiet Place Part 2 a sequel or a prequel?
While we're waiting on the jury.
Yeah, in any case, the other addition to the third installment is they're going to have Jack O'Connell from Sinners.
Okay.
In it, everything. Also, he was the Jimmy, if you remember. Vampire. He was a vampire in Sinners, and he was the Jimmy in 28 Years Later, a.k.a. 28 Dingers Later.
Domner.
Gotta say it. Sorry. Yes. And Jason Clark. He was the guy who played. Was he John Connor in Terminator Genesis? I don't remember much of that one because it wasn't.
I don't know what you're thinking of, but while it's on my mind and before I forget about it, I saw something about something involving Eric Andre. And I could swear that we had watched something on the Discord server.
Yeah, like a serious thing with Eric Andre?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was, and it was, they were all sitting around a table. It was him and like four other people invited to a house by a rich guy. And I think the rich guy was played by somebody who was in RoboCop.
Maybe.
It's like a fever dream. Because like I remember bits and pieces of it, but I don't remember where I saw it. But I think it was on our Discord server. But I don't remember the name of it. It had something to do with them finding some object and weird things.
Was it an episode of Cabinet of Curiosities?
Maybe that's what it was.
I think so. He played a guy named Randall. Yeah, I think that's what it was. Because he's not been in anything horror that I can see.
That would make sense because it was on the shorter side. So it being an episode like of a TV show, that would make sense.
Geesh.
And it was
a cool show. Mm-hmm. It was a cool show.
Anyway, I saw something about how they might be turning that, if it was an episode of a TV show, maybe they're turning that into something larger that he's going to come back in.
Maybe. What was the name of that again? It was an autopsy.
Oh, did you look him up on IMDb?
Yeah. He was in... Doesn't say which episode. Oh, wait. Never mind. The Viewing! Yes.
Is that what it was called?
Oh, yeah, no, he was in the crazy one where, like, the...
like a gold-plated AK?
Yes, that one. Chekhov's gold-plated AK-47. Yes. And you absolutely got to kill every alien in the room and get your brains melted like it was just on fire?
Yeah. So that was Del Toro's... Curiosity? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I read something. Yeah. I briefly saw something that they might be expanding that episode.
Mm-hmm.
Which be cool. Could be interesting because I do remember that was a very weird and interesting little.
And thank you, Red. Part two was the sequel.
Snippet. And it was kind of funny because I remember when we watched it after the end of it, we did feel like it was too short, but that mm-hmm. it was like a good. Almost like a pilot episode kind of thing. Like it felt like something that they had done with the potential for it to grow into something bigger. Because there were a lot of unanswered questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was one of those weird for weird sake kind of things. It seemed. I mean, was it an alien that came out of the rock? Was it a demon? I think demon, but I'm not sure. And. Also, I think it seemed short because the third act was just like out of nowhere, left field. Like, what the fuck? And the first and second act seemed to kind of drag in comparison.
Relatively, yes.
Yeah.
But actually, come to think of it, I mean, in terms of the writing and leaving open-ended questions or not explaining everything, it kind of reminds me of conversations you and I have had about your webcomic pieces. Because you are very detail-oriented and you liked to give all of the minute background information for everything. And I'm like, dude, sometimes you can just like do a quick one and not give all that detail and then come back and do it later.
Everything. Yeah. 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 Less is more.
Yes. What Zoom are you at?
Shut up, you. For those that don't know,
I've got an hour and a half left. Come on.
Yeah. I do a live stream drawing my webcomic on our Discord server every Sunday night at 9. Yeah.
Eastern.
And Eastern, that one. And I often like get super OCD about it to the point where I'm zoomed in super close working on pixels. And it just used to bug me with the question, what Zoom are you at? I'd be at like 290 or something stupid like
600.
That. I don't think it goes that far. Wow. Anyway. So often that we just added it to the soundboard of the server. So yeah, now you can spam me with what Zoom are you at?
And what layer are you on? Did I add that one to the soundboard? I think I did.
Yeah.
I thought I did.
Don't do it.
Okay. Because very often he will be drawing on drawing something and be like, shit, I'm on the wrong layer.
You digital artists out there, you know what I'm talking about. This, yeah. Oh my god, that is the fucking worst. It's okay if you can like control Z enough to undo your mistakes, but yeah, if you've been working on the wrong layer for half an hour, you're like, fuck. Now all the line work is merged in with the base colorings, and I just, oh no. Yeah. It's fun. Save often for incremental backups. Yes. Anyway, on a topic completely different from my follies.
yes.
Nah. We got a response in the chat from Ray. Quiet Place Day 1 was the prequel. Quiet Place Part 2 was the sequel. That's right. I remember now. The kids were older. That's when they ran into Killian Murphy. They all hung out. They stayed inside the locked chamber of some kind. It looked like a giant fuel chamber. Yes. Yes, ooh, I can keep your secrets. Yes, thank
you. What else is going on?
Looking forward to it. Saw some pretty neato looking trailers for some films coming out. Of course, Exit 8, still hyped for that. Looks dope. It looks insane.
We have talked about
if that. You notice an anomaly, do not keep going and turn around immediately. If you have already noticed 8 anomalies, you are fucked. It's pretty much the gist of the movie.
Yeah. Seemed very SCP to me.
It does, doesn't it? It's got a very SCP vibe to it. It's SCP coded. Yes. Another thing that is totally SCP coded that I am super hyped for is Backrooms. I didn't. Like, I think it's an A24 film, too?
Is it?
Maybe, don't quote me on that.
I don't remember.
But I was on the fence about it when I first heard word about it, but then I saw the trailer, and I think I talked about this on one of our previous live streams, but I love how they have him go in there with like a Super 8 camcorder, so they have the excuse to switch it over to the lo-fi, if you will.
The grainy footage.
Yeah. Looks like they're going to do it justice. I hope Tape Monster is in it. I love Tape Monster.
Tape Monster?
Tape Monster. He looks like a squiggly VCR tape that's going to come after you and just do horrible things to you. And he makes a distorted noise. Just great.
Okay.
Yeah, that's coming up. That was good. No, there's a bunch of good ones coming out. There's another Insidious coming out of the further. They're outside the further now. They can get you outside. They made another one of those.
Okay. I mean, that's a whole cinematic universe at this point. Wait,
really is.
Insidious or?
What's yes, the Insidious there.
Annabelle and.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Yeah. I mean, there's a whole. The one with Annabelle is The Conjuring.
Right, yes. Yes. Is that related to Insidious?
Yeah, it's in the same universe. There is a new season of Terror coming out. I was definitely a big fan of Terror Season 1, where they're on the ice-breaking ship, and Terror Season 2, where in the Japanese internment camps. This one's called The Devil in Silver. Looks like it's set in the 80s or the 90s. It's set in a mental asylum, and it stars Dan Stevens. I loved his work in The Guest, Legion, so these are all good things. I don't know, man. I mean, The Terror Season 1 was like... The Terror is almost like True Detective, except Season 2 didn't suck. Just that I don't know if anything will ever be able to top Season 1.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't. Well.
I am looking... I am cautiously optimistic about Terror Season 3. Devil in Silver. Looks good. What else? There's a Violent Nature 2 coming out soon. That's going to be awesome. Johnny's going to kill more people.
Oh, speaking of In a Violent Nature.
Cool.
We can announce that. So we interviewed Chris Nash, who I think was the writer for In a Violent Nature.
Yeah.
That should be coming out in a couple weeks.
Oh, cool. Didn't I thought we already released that one?
No.
I think it's. Oh, no, but
I can pull that up. Give me 1 second. Pull it up, Jamie.
Let's go to the tape, monster. Go to the tape, monster.
Chris Nash, his will be released June 5th. So, actually about a month from now. Okay. I mean, there's only two. So we released an interview with Michael J. Epstein this Friday that just passed, 2 days ago.
Yep.
2 weeks from now, we'll have an interview with Alice Winkler, and then after that will be Chris Nash. So,
yep. Okay.
And then Jen Wexler.
Yes. That was a fun interview.
Yes. And then we got a couple other people on the guest list after that, but I don't want to say anything because we haven't recorded those yet, so TBD.
This Wednesday is going to be awesome. But also not possible because I have to get up early.
So will I. Yeah, me either.
But it's worth it. Totally worth it.
For a good cause.
It's for a good cause. It's for science.
More on that later. Well. I don't have anything else to talk about. I guess we could wrap this one early if you'd like.
There's one more bit of horror news. I just got to say RIP to Koji Suzuki, the creator of The Ring. A lot of people out there sad about that.
And Spiral.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the RIPs, I don't think we have mentioned it on the podcast or on any of the live chats, but there was another death in the family not too long ago.
Talking about mine?
Yes.
Yeah, RIP Uzumaki.
Yes.
19-year-old Maine Coon.
Yes.
Had that cat with me for quite a while.
Showed up sometimes in the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry, followers. If anybody noticed my cat in the background, he will no longer be making any appearances.
Yes.
He was a good cat, though. Most time. Yes. Yeah.
Well,
most of the time.
Well,
except when he wasn't.
When he was hungry,
shitting on things.
He was sleeping.
He hadn't shit in my bathtub in several years, so outgrew that bad habit.
Did it in other places instead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you're old.
Shut up. I'm 45 now. I see it looming around the corner. Like, you go away, you!
Not that old yet.
Yeah, that's right. 45 is the new 25.
Yes, sure. Keep telling yourself that.
I will tell myself that. That's my daily affirmations.
Well, I suppose we could invite people to come to our Discord server. As we said, we've got the drawing party on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock. Actually, I forgot to talk about what you've been doing on your Friday night wildcard parties.
Hey, I'm Friday Night Wildcard. We are currently watching Ash vs. Evil Dead. We just wrapped up season one, so next Friday we're going to be watching season two, episode one. It's a good show. It's fun. It's definitely a Sam Raimi production. It like lots of gore, lots of blood, lots of goopy, icky stuff, lots of cheesy one-liners because it's Bruce Campbell at his best.
Yep, yep.
Also, Xena. Lucy Lawless is in it as well. And there may or may not be a connection with the new Evil Dead Burn. That's one more thing I can mention. Holy shit, the full trailer of Evil Dead Burn is out, and I am here for it. It looks like it may be connected to both the TV show, because apparently Ruby, Lucy Lawless's character in the show, her house appears in the trailer that they just released. So, might be a connection with the TV show. Ruby might make an appearance. I don't know. But it does also look like the girl from Evil Dead Rise might be in it, because also in the trailer is a scene out by a lake and there's a dead-eyed looking girl standing on a dock. Now, spoilers, I guess I should say, because it hasn't been out for too terribly long, like a couple years now, but if you remember the intro of Evil Dead Rise, it was was it two girls and one of their boyfriends was there, and one of them ended up grabbing a drone because she was infected by a Deadeye virus, and she took the drone and slashed, you know, smashed it into her face, slashing it up, and then killed all the people.
So you think that's
the but that's dog? That ends. Yes, because that ends there, and then it flashes back, and the whole movie is technically a flashback, because after the movie ends, then you see one of those girls in the parking lot saying, "Yeah, we're going to have so much fun at the lake this weekend."
So, you won't.
So as far as the timeline goes, yeah, it goes main plot of the story and then the thing at the lake, and they just like smash cut to black with a drone face on the dock. So that story is an still interesting has
theory. We will find out if you were correct.
Yes, when it is released on June something, I think. When does that come out?
Something, something, film theory, or was it film theory, cinema theory?
But that's just a theory.
Right.
A film theory. release date for this thing is July 10th. That was next month. Oh, well. Yeah. July 10th.
Right, still. Looking forward to it. Less than 60 days away.
Sooner.
No, I'd like dinner.
To make it sooner. No, it's definitely sooner. It's definitely sooner as Nicolas Cage is having a fever dream conversation with his therapist on the streets of New York as he is covered in...
Is this the vampire one?
Pigeon blood, I think? Yes, Vampire's Kiss. Classic. Love!
Anywho, what else?
Anywho, yeah. That's about it.
Yeah. Cool. Do the liking, sharing, subscribing, commenting, telling a friend, support us on Patreon, become a channel member, all that fun stuff.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
I love you do to it. Say this every week. No, I hate it. But it helps.
Yeah.
It's supposed to help. I guess maybe if I did it in a better mood, it would help.
Yeah.
We do have goals. I mean, eventually we would like to be able to bring on people that we can't get otherwise, but, you know, boosting the listener count and all that kind of stuff, getting the attention of the algorithm, all that stuff helps. Mm-hmm. We have talked to a couple different people, and, you know, we try to reach out via social media, and some people you can do that with, and some people you can't. You just got to go through their agents, and agents want money and that kind of stuff. So
if you feed the algorithm and you like and share and subscribe, Santa Claus Baphomet will leave a nice fresh kitten head under your pillow.
Ha 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 ha. That's horrible. But no,
is it though?
It is a good deal. I mean, we've got you can join Patreon for free, honestly. But there's also the $1 a month deal, which is a steal, especially now that we're doing the live streams on this as well, because previously it was two episodes of the in-depth podcasts per month, so that's like 50% or 50 cents each. But now that we're doing this, we're doing like basically four of these a month, so that's like $1 a month divided by six. So what's that, like 12 cents? No, that'd be 8 divided by 8. So somewhere between 12 cents and 25 cents per episode, essentially, for $1 a month. It's a steal, man. Come on.
It's pennies. It's literally pennies. I mean, it's digital pennies, so it's not literally pennies. You know what I mean? Look, no one uses that phrase correctly anymore.
They've gotten rid of pennies. It's nickels now.
Are pennies extinct?
They are. I mean, there's still a couple left alive in the wild, but they are not reproducing anymore. Let's put it that way.
Should I collect them and keep them in an endangered sanctuary? Your ass. Yes, my ass. You've been handling my ass pennies every day. That is a deep cut. And congrats to anybody out there who can get that reference. Ass pennies. Comment down below.
I didn't poo in the dryer. What the hell is this?
Yeah, he said, I can't blame the Uzi for accidents now. Like, I wasn't me who poked in the dryer.
Oh, because it was Uzi. I did. Who shit in my pants?
Exactly.
I didn't mean to get you on a spit take, but that was close.
That was close. You almost got it.
That would have been
next good. Time. You'll get it.
Yes. All right. So we're hopping off of here. Come join us on Discord in about an hour and a half and join the round party.
Deuces.
Deuces.